You're listening to SBS News.
Nicolas Sarkozy's trip to jail began with what looked and sounded like a campaign rally. Joined by his wife, Carla Bruni, and hundreds of his supporters, the former president of the French Republic showed his appreciation, waving to crowds as he departed his Paris home. He's the first former French leader to be jailed since Nazi collaborator Philippe Pétain, a stunning downfall for the Conservative who led his country between 2007 and 2012. Véronique Maury voted for Sarkozy then and was among those who voiced support for him today.
It's just not possible. And on top of that, calling it a criminal conspiracy kind of makes all of us feel like criminals too, because we voted for him.
On his journey to jail, Sarkozy posted a message to the French people on X. I want to tell them, with the unshakable strength that is mine, that it is not a former president of the Republic who is being imprisoned this morning. It is an innocent man. The 70-year-old was found guilty of conspiring with aides to orchestrate a scheme to fund his 2007 election campaign using millions of euros in cash from Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. Sarkozy was acquitted of personally receiving or using the money. He denies any wrongdoing, insists the case is politically motivated, and is appealing both the verdict and the decision to jail him before his appeal. Christophe Ingrain is the former president's lawyer.
If those who ordered the provisional execution of this sentence thought they would break him, break his spirit, break his determination, force him to bow his head, to admit to acts he didn't commit, then that's not going to happen.
If the appeal's successful, he could be freed by Christmas. But until then, his home will be La Santé prison, where he'll be kept in an isolation unit for his own protection. Sébastien Coel is the prison administrator.
He will always have access to walks alone twice per day. He will have access to a recreation room alone. And in his cell, he will always be alone.
The current French president has had a good relationship with his now jailed predecessor. He met with Sarkozy just last week at the Élysée Palace. But Emmanuel Macron has, in public at least, chosen his words carefully when asked about the prosecution and sentence.
You won't see me making any comments here, and I think it's important that things be kept that way. Nevertheless, the image for many of our compatriots, I'm thinking especially of this, of seeing a president incarcerated by this court decision, may provoke comments. That's normal.
Sarkozy had told French press he's not afraid of prison, and he would take a copy of The Count of Monte Cristo to read in his cell. The story of a man wrongly imprisoned who escapes and takes revenge on those who jailed him. Ben Lewis, SBS World News.